Vancouver, British Columbia's Human Rights Commissioner says housing and poverty are among the top concerns of service and rights-related organizations across the province, but some key voices have yet to be heard. A statement from Kasari Govender's office says more than 400 organizations have responded to her baseline survey aimed at identifying the top three human rights issues in BC. She says 12% of respondents put housing and shelter on their list, and 8% rank adequate income and poverty among the most pressing concerns. But Govender says contributions from the Thompson Okanagan, Cariboo, Kootenays, North Coast, Northeast and Nechako are missing. She urges organizations from all regions of the province to complete the survey so her office can better understand BC's human rights issues and evaluate progress. The survey, which began May 4 and concludes June 9, is open to the leadership, staff board members, and others linked to community and public sector organizations involved in rights-related work. Responses will aid Govender's office in its ongoing effort to establish a baseline from which changes in the state of human rights in BC can be measured, to identify priorities and advance solutions, the statement said. Other preliminary findings from the survey show 25% of respondents say raising education and awareness across the community is one of the most successful ways of advancing human rights. Community organization and advocating for legislative change each have the support of 18% of those who answered. At this point in the process, frontline workers make up the largest percentage of those taking part, at 36%, followed by management at 19%. The statement says surveys have also been returned from groups representing a number of populations, including Indigenous or racialized people, those living with low income or poverty and people with physical disabilities or chronic illness. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 24, 2023. The Canadian Press.